It's June the 25th, 2009, and both myself and John Perivaralis are sat in a graveyard in Sutton Courtenay, which is the final resting place of Eric Arthur Blair, born June the 25th, 1903, died January the 21st, 1950. So today is his birthday, and today, like the past 2 years before this year, we're here on, I guess, a kind of pilgrimage to reflect on the man, on his work, and on the current state of surveillance and civil liberties in the UK at the moment. It's been an interesting year, hasn't it?
Very interesting. The two most interesting events being, for me, the recent G20 in London and the current demonstrations in Iran. I think we were in a pessimistic mood last time we were here. And I think there's possibly a turning of the tide this year with citizens of repressive regimes now having the opportunity to put their own governments under surveillance with palpable results, I think, both in this country and Iran.
Now, the French have a word for this, don't they? Surveillance, watching the watchers.
Well, surveillance is surveillance from below. Mm-hmm. So it's basically the people who are subjected to power able to turn their own power on the powers above them. So it's kind of interesting.
I'm glad you're optimistic, because I was trying to grab onto some hope, because the more and more we find citizen journalists documenting police confiscating cameras, police not necessarily knowing the law and telling you you cannot do this, cannot do that. A lot of examples in the G20 riots. The more we think things are getting worse. It may be that things are the same as they were last year, but we're seeing more cases of citizen journalism, more cases of people documenting and reporting what's going on. I think now, I mean, we're here with so many tools, but compared to last year, I don't think I ever felt as enabled as I do with, you know, various mobile phones, able to record audio as we are now. I think I did a podcast last year. It took me ages to edit it and upload it. I can do it thanks to Audioboo with a click of a button. I've kind of gone back in time a little bit by going for high definition camera, which I do have with me, but it's solid state, which means, you know, not much effort for me to drag and drop files onto my hard drive. The editing software is getting easier to use. We also have handheld bits of kit. I've got drag and drop files straight from my HD Kodak ZI6. You've got the Flip Ultra HD here, sat on a little tripod. I mean, have we ever documented the lives around us as easy and as quick as we are now?
I think you're right. I think there's a critical mass now of technology of accessible to people who don't necessarily consider themselves techie in any way. And I think that's the big difference, even from last year, is that, you know, the average person, whatever that means, who has a mobile phone now, possibly has video capability, still photography capability, audio recording, tweeting, blogging, you know, all kinds of stuff that people can do as a matter of course in their daily lives. In fact, what was interesting about the G20 was that the most significant footage was often not from people, you know, was from passers-by. The killing that was recorded was actually recorded by an American businessman who happened to be walking through the demonstration and happened to record the whole incident on his mobile phone.
I'm sat only inches away from the final resting place of George Orwell, and he was very openly against oppressive regimes, anti-totalitarian. I wonder what he would have made of all of this. He was very much the long-form documenter. There's a pencil sat on his grave here, just almost like an offering, and hanging from the rosebushes, roses, which he was very, very fond of, is a necklace with kind of fake gems and peace beads. And inside what looks like a small ampoule, a small vial, is a tiny, tiny Bic biro. I don't even think the biro was around when he died.
No, I think the biro was invented at the end of the Second World War. Possibly it was around. Yeah. It was probably new technology at the time that Eric Arthur Blair died.
New technology, a biro. How much things have moved on. It's phenomenal. Since we've been here, I've geotagged our position with photographs. I've live streamed video out, which at the same time people could talk to me as I was live streaming that video out. We're recording audio, and I almost hesitate to actually shoot HD for fear of it just sitting on a card. It's so easy to stream your media. I think this is something he would be very keen of, the individual being able to stream media almost straight out, therefore the content being safe should you suddenly find yourself under the blunt end of a baton, maybe, which we have seen quite a lot of this year. We shouldn't really be giggling while we talk about police brutality, but it's ridiculous.
And I think it's important that we don't get complacent, because things can go two ways now. Either the police will be made more accountable for their actions, or they'll just become cleverer in their measures to counteract this new tendency for people to answer back.
Definitely. So maybe this time next year we will be in even more of a jovial mood, knowing that we are even more enabled. Maybe there will be the counter surveillance measures in place. We nearly saw some of that happening this year with the pushing of a law which could effectively get you 10 years in prison should you be photographing a police building or a police officer. I believe, I'm hoping there's whispers of this having been quashed. It's very, very scary state of events if we really cannot point a camera to the people that we are paying to effectively protect us and protect our society.
I think that's a very important point, because we're forgetting one very important fact in this country, in the UK, that the police was formed historically here to serve and protect its communities. Unlike a lot of other countries where the police was set up to serve the state. And I think we're moving very rapidly to what would technically be called a police state, where the police actually serves the state and not the the communities that employ them.
Some would call this the totalitarian tiptoe, how it's kind of slowly but surely, with the chipping away of certain civil liberties and the implementing of ridiculous laws which you can't possibly argue against, because somebody on high will say, I'm afraid we can't discuss that for security reasons. Everything now is for security reasons. Big babysitters, or going back to the origins of why we're here, Big Brother in action. If you come across any news articles, any links that you'd like to share along the topic of discussion that we have here, please tag them #1984, not just in honour of George, but it's a nice short tag that we can follow and keep tabs on what's going on. And while we have it, and while we have the ability to talk so fast, both subliminally and openly through Twitter, let's use these tools to our benefit, disseminate as much information as possible, share as much information as possible, and maybe this time next year we will have brighter things to talk about again.
And one other reason to use that hashtag is that we're coming up to the 60th anniversary of 1984, so one more reason.
So I'll be back here, that's for sure. If not on the day, very close to the day. So watch this space. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, Christian.